Thank you for joining us on this episode of Eminent Teachnology with Dr. Rochelle Newton and Drew Stinnett, where we examine current and emerging technologies through the lens of diversity and equality. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a new episode of Eminent Teachnology with Dr. Rochelle Newton and Drew Stinnett. Today, we are going to do a What's New in Technology podcast, and we are going to do more of a deep dive into QR codes. So for folks that don't know, QR codes, everybody, all of our listeners have probably seen a QR code before, whether you knew it was called a QR code or not, but they are those weird looking squares that you will see on advertisements a lot of times that are like black and white dots in a grid where some of the dots are filled in, some of them aren't. And they've really taken off over the last, I guess they've been around for like almost 30 years. They've been around like a pretty long time, but they continue to gain popularity, and you continue to see them everywhere. But there are like pitfalls to using QR codes, and like every other technology, it's got great uses and it's got some not so great uses. So all of those are what we'll be talking about today.
Absolutely. And you know what's really amazing about these things, it's like technologies, you know, they have moments where they come into favor and then they go out of favor. You know, I remember the first time I saw a QR code, it was very interesting to me. So I was like, okay, what exactly is this? You know, and there are tons of technologies out there that, you know, tell you to, you know, download this app so you can, you know, scan a QR code and use a QR code. So Drew, you mentioned this when you first introduced us to QR codes. You said they have been around for a long time. So what is the purpose of a QR code? Why are there QR codes?
So it was originally used for inventory tracking for, I think it was Honda, or a subdivision of Honda that needed to track all of these auto parts. And traditionally, what vendors would do is use barcodes. And I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with barcodes, where it's a series of vertical lines of varying widths that more or less translate to a number or a serial number. Barcodes are very popular because you can get little tools that scan them, and now you can input like a really long serial number automatically using this barcode scanner against a little barcode. The problem was barcodes were, I would call them, one-dimensional, right? Like it's more or less a series of zeros and ones represented by thick or thin vertical lines. Almost like Morse code. So, but there's not a ton that you can encode into a barcode because it is just that one dimension. It just goes from left to right information. So what this
wasn't limited to how much eventually barcodes became they were limited in how much information you could put in them. So that was
exactly one. Like you could fit, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was, let's say, like a 32-bit number or 32-bit word on there, which is a lot. Like you can put, you know, that's like several words or, you know, a million numbers, but you can fit like a lot of URLs in that or other things that are longer. So what this company came up with was they said, instead of doing this horizontal line of vertical bars, we're going to do a horizontal line and a vertical line. And now we have, you know, length squared worth of information, which seems to work really well. And the way, like, because they're these black and white dots, there's a high contrast. So it's easy for, and I'll say tools, because originally it was like tools like a barcode reader that you would scan these QR codes with. But when the cell phone, when everybody got a cell phone, they realized that cell phone cameras were just as adequate to read these QR codes as well. So, you know, normal cheapo cell phone, that camera is just fine for reading these codes and converting them into something real, which usually turns into like a URL that you're going to open up on your phone. But it could also be, and I found this interesting, I hadn't seen this before reading about it today, it can also like open up a text or send GPS coordinates somewhere. It doesn't like send your GPS coordinates immediately when you take a picture of this thing, which is a little bit misleading, but it does like pre-fill
some of your information into a text, and then you would have to hit send. So it's making the friction towards getting hacked or giving up privacy information, it's removing some of the friction there, which is, I think, the scary part. Because, you know, if you see a sign that says, hey, send your GPS coordinates to blah, blah, blah at gmail.com, you're probably not going to do that. If you see a QR code that says, hey, scan this for a free ice cream cone, you might scan it and you might do whatever it says. And that's where trouble comes in, because now you've just opened up a random website on your phone for the promise of free ice cream, which I love free ice cream, but it may not be worth your giving up all of your phone privacy.
Exactly. And I think one of the things about QR codes, as you said earlier, they have been around for a long, long time. The problem with them being around for a long time, it means that those that mean to do us harm have had a chance to understand what the vulnerabilities are in QR codes and, you know, adapt and find ways to invade us. And yes. Also, as you said, the thing that was really interesting to me is, like, I'd say probably in the last 5 years, there have been a lot of apps in the Google store or in the Apple store that you could go and buy to, you know, download or scan a QR code. And you really don't need that. All you simply need is your camera on your phone.
Yes.
And that is where the vulnerability, I think, is most high. Because if you get one of these apps, you know, you pay something, or you might even get a free app, they have their own level of, if you will, security that's embedded in them, but you don't really need that because, as I said earlier, you could use your phone. But with using your phone, you then open up more vulnerability yourself, and you don't really know what it is. So, like, if you go to a restaurant or if you look on your television, it's got this QR code scan, right? But you really don't know what you're doing. If you go to the restaurant, hopefully you're scanning the restaurant's menu or something, or you're paying for your food. And hopefully that's a little bit secure. Hopefully, cross your fingers and your eyes if you can. Maybe that's secure, but you know, never know. And some people have talked. I had a person ask me, well, what if I have security on my phone? I said, well, what kind of security? You know, like if I have VPN or I have some kind of Norton or something on my phone, won't that protect me? Well, that's a bit iffy too, because there's no way to know what the person who means you mal intent has done, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you can download something on your phone from that QR code that's, you know, that's got things there. And, you know, if you go back a long time ago, there were all these root viruses and all these things that would get you. I think we, you know, at least I can say on the Apple side, everybody knows I'm a hardcore Apple girl. I love Apple, my heart and soul. You know, Apple has done a really good job of preventing some of these root viruses from getting on your phone. It's really hard to get a virus on your Apple phone. But that's not to say you can't get one. Absolutely, you can. But it is there. So what these QR codes is, they make us susceptible, but not completely. So Drew, how has, you know, these QR codes made us, you know, susceptible? What's the risk there?
So there are a couple risks. The biggest one, I think, or I guess maybe the most prevalent one, is what you just mentioned. Like, if you open up this random link on your phone, is there going to be malware on there that hacks your phone or gets root onto your phone? While that is definitely scary, like, as long as you're keeping your phone up to date, in theory, you're not going to have to worry about that too much. What worries me would be, like, rogue QR scanners or QR codes. So, like, now when you go into a restaurant, more often than not, like, either their menu or their drink menu is available via a QR code. Which, do you like scanning QR codes? I don't like doing it either at restaurants. Like, I sort of want a paper menu.
I'm old. I can't. I don't have a QR card. I don't know what that is. You know, so they grace me and give me a menu. But most times, like, when I bring my children with me, they're like, Everett or my daughter will scan the QR code. I'm like, okay, it must be a young people thing. I'm old. Paper.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Whenever we go to order, like, it happens a lot of times with, like, drinks or beers. Like, I'll ask for a beer menu and they'll say, oh, it's, you know, pull up this QR code. And I'm like, I gotta, like, go into my phone, pull up the QR scanner, go to a website. It's gonna be in some PDF that's not gonna format right. But all that's a side thing, just to say, like, you don't really want to be opening random links. And we talk about this with phishing as well. Like, you don't just want to click on any link that you get in your email. You probably don't want to click on any QR code that you see. Sort of thinking through in this podcast, like, there's nothing stopping, like, you and I, Rochelle, from creating our own Google login page and putting QR codes to it that say, scan here for a free drink or scan here for a free dessert. Sign in with Google, show a little coupon or something that doesn't even matter, because once they give you your username and password, it doesn't matter if they actually get the free drink or dessert. And now, like, you've given your username and password away in hopes that you're going to get something free because somebody somewhere put something on a table at a restaurant, and I'm pretty sure restaurant tables are not as secure as your banking website.
Nope, not gonna do it. And I can only say to people, like, you have to have some level of concern when you're out and about with your things, because God knows what Drew and I always say, anything free is not free. It's gonna cost you something one way or the other. So, the restaurant, if they come in and say, okay, we're like, I don't know if you've been to Heron's in Cary. It's right there above Page Road, right before you get to whatever that the fairgrounds exit. I can't remember. Heron's is a very fancy restaurant. It's where Oprah Winfrey stays when she comes to Raleigh. But they give you, when you come into the restaurant, they give you these little free cups of juice when you come, and they'll offer you a little free cup of juice, and they'll offer it to you as often as you like. But then after you've had, two or three of them, they'll encourage you to buy a glass, right? That's normal. That kind of free, is fine. You don't have to do anything to get something free. But when they're asking you to do something to get something free, i.e. scan something or do something, that's a bit much. And so I often encourage people, every time I talk to somebody, I tell you what Drew says to me all the time: whenever it's free, you're the product. So whenever it's free, you're giving up something. And you want to be careful about giving up something. So I have a Gmail account. I don't use Facebook unless I have to. I go to Facebook maybe once a month, and I only go out there just to see what my husband is doing, make sure he hasn't got a side mistress out there. What is it called? A side piece. That's what it is. Make sure but I don't use social media. Well, I have a LinkedIn account, so I think that's free too. But it costs you something to use these things. And so you're giving up data, right? So something personal about yourself. But with these QR codes, if you go anywhere now, everything is a QR code. I mean, almost everything is. So, you're on your medicine, you look at TV and they're, got this new medicine, they want you to scan this QR code. And why have they become so popular now? What has spawned their this great movement to QR code? Because I would say maybe even 2 or 3 years ago, they weren't what they are today.
So I think there's probably a few different reasons. I mean, one is for the consumers, it's pretty easy for a consumer to use QR codes. And I think it's much more likely a consumer is going to scan a QR code versus, like, manually type in a long URL they see on a poster or on a menu, which on its face seems like great for the consumer. I think where the downside comes in is, like you're saying, like, we're being when we scan a QR code, I think a lot of times now that we're also being, like, tracked, and that data is going to get sent on to all of the tech companies to analyze who's going where, right? Like, sometimes you'll see, and I thought this was interesting, like, businesses will put on, like, scavenger hunts for QR codes, where you walk around the city and scan certain QR codes if you see them. And, like, that sounds cool at first, but then when you think about it, well, what are they doing with that data under there? Well, they're probably trying to see, like, where are people walking downtown? Like, what are the popular businesses? Like, who is going where? And that's, I think, the more valuable information and the less privacy oriented information that these companies are getting. And so, like, if you think about scanning something at a grocery store, I don't think if you scan, like, a box of crackers at the grocery store, it's going to report what aisle you're in the grocery store and all of that. But there's nothing preventing it from doing that, right? Like, what if you're in a grocery store and you're going for eggs and you see a QR code that says scan here to find out information about eggs? So you scan that, find out some information about eggs. That's great. In the back end, the grocery store or the grocery store's parent company is collecting to see, like, hey, how many people clicked this QR code? What OSs were their phones on? How frequently did they do it? Is it happening more at this grocery store or this grocery store? And it gives them a lot of like really instantaneous tracking information, which maybe they're not doing anything bad with it right now, but tracking is like a bad, it tracking is anti-privacy.
Exactly. And I think that one of the interesting things about this is like every single thing out there, and I can't say this strongly enough, everything out there is not for your benefit. It is for the benefit of the organization that's out there. QR codes are convenient for the organization, is exactly what Drew said, so that they know you're not going to go to a website. Are you going to call a phone number? You know, so if you think about this, so you know, there's a medicine out there. I love this commercial. It's a medicine out there for something about your eyes. I think it's called Wet MD. I think that's what the commercial is. And it's something to help you overcome this. And it's an eye injection. Every time my husband hears this commercial, he cringes because they inject you in your eyeball.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Exactly. And so my husband cringes every time he hears this commercial. And so, when you think about that, like how likely is anyone going to respond to this commercial? I imagine whatever this wet MD is, it must be a horrible illness.
Yeah.
Because think about this, you know, like that has got to be the worst thing ever to think about somebody sticking a needle. I mean, it's one thing to think about sticking a needle in your arm, right? Or giving you an injection in your arm. But to think about someone sticking a needle in your eye, right?
That's like straight from a horror movie.
Exactly, right? So I when my husband is bothering me, that's when I'll say, you know, don't let me have to have you get an injection in your eye, something like that, just to terrorize him, right?
Yes.
Think about that. So you definitely need a QR code to get somebody to even consider this medicine, whatever it might be, right? So I can see why these things are necessary. But on the other hand, you know, like you know, so I'm not going to call this phone number. You know, I'm not going to go to my doctor. Hey, doc, I think I have wet MD. Can you get me a medicine? I'll stick this in my eye. No, you know, but on the other hand, you know, there's somebody out there who's suffering with this condition. Maybe this is the really good option for them.
Yeah.
So somebody's child or brother or sister might see this commercial and say, hey, my family member has this and I really need to look at this. So a QR code does have its values. The problem is being safe when we use these things. How do we safely navigate technology? And as many of you know, that's why Drew and I are here. We're not here coming to you just to aggravate. We're trying to keep you safe using these technologies because, believe it or not, they're coming faster, they're coming quickly, and every single one of these technologies out there has a harm. It has a benefit, but it also has a harm. And so we want you to be safe out there when you're using these things. Don't just run to the front door and scan every QR code you have. You see, don't do that because there are harms with these things. So be safe, be cautious, and make sure you know what you're doing. So just don't scan every single one you see. You
Yes.
know, never know.
A exactly.
And you, are there ways to determine, you know, let's just say you scan the QR code. Is there a way to be sure that you've done the right thing?
So most scanners or built-in scanners will say what it's about to open when you open them up. So, and I guess I'm speaking from the Android side, but my typical process is if I see a QR code that I think I might want to scan. Like first off, I put alarm level up as a, hey, you're about to do something that could be risky. So like, stop and think about it right now. Sort of in the same way you do like with links in your email, right? Like you generally never want to click an email, a link that you get in an email, but there are occasions where you might do it. I think they're increasingly rarer and rarer, but you may still want to do that at some point. So when I see a QR code, like the first thing I think about is like, where did this QR code come from? If it's a QR code in a Super Bowl commercial, it's probably going to be pretty safe, right? if it's a QR code at a restaurant menu, it's probably not going to be as safe as like a super popular one at a you know, on the Super Bowl. But it's probably going to be okay, maybe depending on the restaurant. If it is a QR code that someone has stuck a sticker on a like crosswalk sign, I'm never going to scan that. Like if it's a rogue sticker that's just sitting somewhere, those are just like asking for trouble. Like those are probably like malicious most of the time would be my guess. So I always like to say, you know, hey, before I open up that QR code scanning camera, stop, think about it, consider the source, and think about the risk, right? So like restaurant, what's the risk if I don't scan this QR code? Maybe we have to go to a different restaurant. Maybe I have to ask the waiter or waitress for a plain menu. Do I care about that risk? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. It probably depends on the restaurant, but I'll likely end up opening it up. Like it doesn't sound too bad. And like I mentioned before, like for the most part, before taking you to something completely malicious, you will see a URL. So it's also good to think about like read that URL and say, is this really where I want to go? So if you're scanning a code at Chili's restaurant and you scan it and it says, would you like to go to the URL, you know, www.hacker.russia.com, don't go to that. But if it says go to, you know, chilies.com, that's probably the right one.
Is there any chance, like people would hijack, you know, URLs or hijack? Is there any chance people could hijack a QRL? So let's just say you're at, what's a chain like Chili's or Applebee's or any of these. Is there any chance people could hijack a QRL, QR code?
It is possible. So if you're not using HTTPS, it could be hackable or spoofable. So that's one of the reasons you always want to look at. If you're seeing a URL, it'll either start with HTTP colon or HTTPS colon. And in general, you always want to do the HTTPS because that's the secure. So you would never want to click a QR code that was HTTP only because that could be spoofed. Where I think you would get in, where you still may get into trouble is, I don't want to call them name collisions, but similar names. So maybe like I go out and register Chili's restaurant, but Chili's has three L's instead of two L's or two L's instead of three L's, something that's like a variant, typo squatting is I think what they call it. And that's something where, hey, we can get a URL that looks pretty close to the Chili's restaurant URL, but is not exactly it. And that's where you can trick people. And people, including like myself, would probably be more inclined to actually click on that. I'll also throw out, like, you really never want to log it. You especially never want to log into anything that you just scan off of the QR code. So thinking again, not to throw Chili's under the bus, I'm sure they do great QR codes. But say you go to Chili's, you scan a QR code, and then it says, hey, please sign in with your Chili's account to see the menu. I'm not going to do that because who knows what side I'm really on. Am I now giving my, I guess I don't really care too much about it, my Chili's account, but if I did have a Chili's account, I wouldn't want to put it in, I wouldn't want to give the credentials to some rogue actor because, you know, like best case, they may just start ordering food on my credit card. And now that's going to be a hassle for me to have to go through and get reversed and all that. And that sounds very painful.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, technologies are as secure as the person who has developed the technology, right? So if you think about all of these restaurants and businesses and all these things, it's, you know, legitimately, all these people have good intentions. The downside of that is you do not know how much effort they put into securing their technologies, right? So if you think about we're not going to pick on Chili's. We're going to pick on, let's see, we're going to pick on, we're going to pick on, let's see if I can find in my office. We're going to pick on, I can't pick on them. I'm sorry. Pick on some. We're going to pick on Spectrum. That's what we're going to pick on. We're pick on Spectrum. Spectrum is a leading technology cable streaming company, whatever it is. I don't know exactly. They're owned by Charter. And Charter's based somewhere out there in the Midwest, somewhere. I don't know exactly where their location is. Charter is in the business of delivering a service, you can almost be assured that they are intentional about delivering a world-class service, but there are places where their service has weaknesses. They are always under attack from people from all over the world, you know, who wants to make sure that they don't, and this is true for all of them, AT&T, you name it, they're all under attack, always. So you can, do you remember earlier this week, AT&T went dark for the morning?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what time, but they're always under attack. And so you cannot rest on your laurels to say, oh, well, you know, anything that my company delivers is great. It is not. And it's how well the people who work at these places, how well they deliver the services. And you cannot make any assurances that this is always going to be there. So you as a consumer have to be on your A game. You have to be sure that you're secure. Like you said, make sure you run your monthly maintenance. Look at your phone, your iPad, your computer, whatever you have. Make sure it's up to date. Do not ignore that little one or dot that comes on your thing that says system update. Run that system update. If you're out and about and you're in bars and things, you've got apps, you download these apps, make sure you update the app update. Do not sleep on these things because they're there to protect you, because the people who deliver these things, they are not perfect. None of us are. So make sure you're updating your systems because these are the things that will protect you, you know, because these people are human, you know, they make mistakes, you know, and so anytime that you are using your technology, you are vulnerable.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I think that's a good note to end on. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. We'll be back next week. If you have any questions, concerns, anything at all, please send us an email to eminentteachnology@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you.